So to Marco Rubio, why don't you stop picking on vulnerable students? This is all about preventing any criticism of the Netanyahu government. And today we read in the story in the Washington Post that an internal State Department memo clearly indicates that in the case of a Fulbright student, Ms. Ozturk, that they had no basis at all for claiming she was disrupting U.S. foreign policy or engaging in anti-Semitic activities. And yet, this is the claim that Marco Rubio is making in public. So it turns out that it's a big lie. As has been the case with students who are protesting U.S. foreign policy, U.S. support for the Netanyahu government's actions and conduct in the war in Gaza, that is a violation of people's First Amendment rights. You can agree or disagree with the content, but you can't disappear people for exercising their First Amendment rights. And that's what Rubio is doing.